Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. We're glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing and going to conclude sharing with you on the subject of the fruit of long-suffering in your life. Long-suffering means you suffer long in the face of circumstances or dealings with people or in possessing the promises of God. It means to be slow to anger. It is a spiritual force from within. It doesn't give up. It's going to see things to the end. It's slow to anger in spite of any kind of suffering or circumstances. Now, this particular fruit is applied towards dealing with people as well as towards realizing the promises of God in our life. And we're going to be looking at a scripture that deals with that about the promises of God today. God's nature is one of long suffering. We've seen the fact that He is slow to anger. In fact, the Bible says that we are to be the same way. We're to be slow to wrath. The Bible says, if so, we're of great understanding. If we're slow to anger, we'll be one who appeases or stops strife. If we're slow to anger, the Bible says we are better than the mighty. Long-suffering is not hasty in spirit to be angry. Instead, the long-suffering in spirit, he's better than the proud in spirit, because the people with pride will tend to react out of self and get angry easily. Well, God wants us to be long-suffering in dealing with every person. God's long-suffering toward us. He's certainly looking for us to turn to God and deal with our hearts so that we'll choose the right ways. Now remember that long-suffering delights in mercy, not in judgment upon people. And long-suffering is always going to forgive from the heart. It never holds grudges or unforgiveness. In fact, long-suffering shows the goodness of God to bring one to repentance and never to judge them. It's always going to endure people who are walking in the ways of sin, who are bringing destruction upon them. Remember, 1 Corinthians 13:4, love is long-suffering. In fact, if we're long-suffering, that shows that we're approved as a minister before the Lord. We are to walk with long-suffering. And when we operate in long-suffering, it's not gritting your teeth, just having to get through it. It is with joyfulness because we have the understanding of what God is doing in a person's life. We're not responding out of self. That's why people get frustrated. If a person is long-suffering, they won't get frustrated. If you get frustrated and impatient easily and you're critical and fault-finding and react with anger, then you need the development of the fruit of long-suffering in your life. We talked about in the last broadcast how you need to put it on. It's your responsibility. And when you're ministering to people, the Bible says that we're to be long-suffering towards all men. Whenever we're dealing with people, we should rebuke or reprove or exhort them with long-suffering, always in love at all times. Now, Paul talked about the fact how God was long-suffering towards him, even though he was the chief of sinners. It must see that long-suffering is God's attitude towards sin. He doesn't want us to continue in sin, but he wants to bring us to the place of repentance. He wants us to turn away from it so we're not giving place to the devil. Well, our long-suffering should be seen. It should always be seen in us. It should be showing forth in our life. It certainly shows the character of the Lord Jesus Christ working in us. Now, in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 12, we see a scripture where it says that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. In verse 15, and so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. This is speaking of Abraham, and we know Abraham had the God kind of faith, and he operated with his faith and inherited the promise. But I want you to notice in verse 12 where it says, be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience. This particular word patience is the Greek word makrothumia, which means long-suffering in the Greek, who through faith and long-suffering inherited the promises. After he had patiently endured, or that again means long-suffering, after he was long-suffering, he obtained the promise. This is important for you to understand in obtaining the promises of God. You need the fruit of long-suffering. Don't be slothful, but be a follower of those with faith and long-suffering. You're going to have to be ready to endure with long-suffering, whatever situation you're dealing with. Remember, your faith is operative to move your mountain or to receive the promise of God or overcome the devil or cast out the spirit or take hold of the promise or intercede and bring about change in a person's life. But you must realize that as your faith is released, there is a time frame between your faith being operative and then seeing the promise come into manifestation. While your faith is at work continually being applied, long suffering needs to be working in you so you don't give up, so you don't quit, so you don't get upset or frustrated so easily. Many, many times we see things come forth little by little in our life to possess the promises of God. This is where the fruit of long suffering needs to come in. You need to be long suffering towards the circumstances so that you see the promise of God come to pass. We've seen this especially in ministering healing and deliverance to people, where we cast out the demonic spirits and we drive out all the spirits, and there can be quite a group of them that need to systematically be driven out until they're all gone. The same in the area of taking hold of healing and confessing the Word of God or overcoming an area in our life. We need to have faith and long suffering until the enemies are defeated and we have received the promise of God in our life. So this is an important part. Get your faith working together with the fruit of long suffering, and then you will obtain the promise in due season. In James chapter 5, we see another principle of long suffering until the coming of the Lord, where he says, "Be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience." We're talking about long suffering. What's he waiting for? He's waiting for the precious fruit of the earth. That's the harvest of souls, the early and the latter rain. And praise God, God is at work pouring out his spirit to bring forth a harvest of the latter rain in these last days. What do we need to be? We need to be long-suffering like he is. He's long-suffering, and he wants us to have the same attitude, to be established, get our heart right, without spot, without any blame or wrinkle. We're not supposed to hold any grudges or murmur or complain against anybody. We're supposed to be having an attitude of long-suffering. The example was the prophets were long-suffering, and the fruit of long-suffering is going to endure suffering, pressure, any kind of attacks from the enemy, however it might come against us. And this is important, that we have the fruit of long-suffering developed in our life, regardless of what comes against us. In 1 Peter chapter 3, in verse 20, the Bible says that those that were sometime disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water. I'll tell you, long-suffering is going to wait. It's going to wait while you are being prepared yourself, just as the long-suffering of God waited while Noah prepared the ark. That's a type of us holding the presence of God and walking in his ways. God is long-suffering towards you, waiting for you to get yourself together spiritually and be prepared for the things that he's called for you to do and to enter into the things that he's prepared for you. You need to realize that God is a God of long-suffering. In 2 Peter chapter 3, in verse 9, the Bible says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." God's not willing that anybody should perish. I'll tell you, he wants you to come to that place of repentance. Long-suffering always looks for repentance. That's the attitude we have to have. Long-suffering doesn't mean God's slack. He's not slack concerning his promises. He will perform them when we've repented, when we've done the will of God, and we're walking in his ways. He'll bring it to pass in our life. In verse 15, the Bible says that we account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you. We account that the long-suffering of the Lord is salvation. That brings his protection, his safety from wrath, from the effects of sin in our life. God wants us to have this fruit of long-suffering in our life. He's long-suffering toward us, and he's not willing that any should perish. You've got to get the same attitude. Well, this fruit of long-suffering is important. It's a spiritual force that's developed through doing the Word, which keeps you enduring in the face of problems. It'll make you be slow to angry. You'll not give up. You'll see things through to the end. You'll not forsake people. You'll look for people to repent. You won't get in strife. You'll rule that soul realm, and you won't react from self in pride. Instead, this long-suffering will work till one turns to God as God is dealing with our heart. It's certainly something that God wants in every one of our lives. We'll forgive from our heart. We'll delight in mercy, not in judgment, praise God. We're always going to be looking for someone to come to the place of repentance, and we're going to walk in love. When you have long-suffering, you're going to endure sinful people that are ready for destruction. When you have long-suffering, you'll be long-suffering toward sin in a person's life and toward all men. And it's certainly something you should put on and should be fully known and seen in your life. Remember, whenever you're correcting someone, reproving or rebuking them, exhorting them, always do it with long-suffering and doctrine. And remember, the promise of God comes to pass in your life through faith and long-suffering. Praise God, as we have that, then we'll not give up. We'll keep applying our faith, and we know that we're going to possess the promise in our life. If we're long-suffering, we're not a murmurer, we're not a complainer, we're not a griper. Instead, we're going to keep on ministering the Word to people until they receive it and choose to walk in line with God's ways. Certainly, the long-suffering of God has been shown throughout the Bible. He has prepared the early and the latter rain, and He's waiting for this to come to pass in our life. Praise God, He is mightily at work in the earth, and the harvest is coming forth. The harvest is coming forth. You need to be praying and in agreement with that, knowing that God is going to bring forth the early and the latter rain. Get yourself established. Get yourself in a position where you are walking in long-suffering and you're obedient to the Lord. Remember, He is long-suffering toward all, not willing that any should perish. Remember to keep that attitude. Keep ministering the gospel. Keep calling people to the place of repentance. Keep interceding until the harvest comes forth. We're going to talk more on the fruit of the Spirit in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.